is used 7 times in singular and 5 times in plural in Quran Kareem. And remember that Abraham was tried by his Lord with certain commands, which he fulfilled. He said, I will make you an imam to the nations. He pleaded, also imam from my offspring. He answered, but my promise is not within the reach of evildoers. Surah Baqarah, Ayat 124. The above Ayah Mubarak clearly states that imamat is a divine privilege given by only Allah to only the chosen one. It is also clear that the leadership that follows the rules of Allah are a privilege extended to Masoom, and no Ghair Masoom should claim to have that privilege. The Imam is a channel for Allah's grace, irrespective of whether or not they were chosen to rule and lead the Islamic society. Imamat and Khilafat are inseparable in just the same way that the governmental function of the Messenger of God cannot be separated from his prophetic office. Spiritual Islam and political Islam are two parts of one whole. Unfortunately, when we look at the leadership in the West today, it is everything but followers of the laws of Allah. It's a vivid demonstration of power, struggle, tyranny, dictatorship, enriching the rich and weakening the weak. Spirituality is unfound in today's politics. In fact, Western leaders are debating today whether prayer should be a part of a school day opening. Today, we are here to talk about such an imam no one from this universe can claim to encompass, engulf, recognize, or understand the attributes of Imam Ali except Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The Holy Prophet once said to Imam Ali, nobody has the ma'rifat of Allah except me and you, and nobody has the ma'rifat of me except Allah and you, and nobody has the ma'rifat of you except Allah and me. In contrast, Western leaders also possess such attributes that are hard to comprehend. The major difference is that an ordinary man does not want to have those attributes, as they are neither recognized human nor do they conform to the laws of any rational religion. Immediately after the death of the Prophet, the tribes began deserting Islam to go back to their ways of paganism. Imam Ali decided to bury the differences and insisted that all resources of the state must be mobilized to face the new challenge, threatening the very foundation of Islam. Being the successor of the Prophet and trustee of his knowledge and wisdom, Imam Ali later on took the reins of the government to re-establish the golden era which existed in the days of the Prophet. West, on the other hand, always talk about their worldly heroes and claim to follow their footsteps, especially during the election campaigns. But as we have witnessed by and by, they tend to do just the opposite of the moral, ethical, and social values that they claim to follow. Anyone studying Islamic history may be asking himself if Imam Ali was successful in politics. No one can say that Imam Ali did not know politics. According to a widely narrated tradition, the Holy Prophet said, "The best judge among you is Ali." Whenever the Muslim community got into trouble after the demise of the Prophet, it was Imam Ali who was consulted to save the day through his wise rulings and counsel. Imam Ali laid the foundation of a just government. According to the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali had the most correct religion because he was adil. George Jurdek, a Lebanese historian, in his book The Voice of Human Justice, says that Imam Ali was martyred because he was strict on his adalat, and that is so much true. People were not ready to tolerate and digest the height of adalat that Imam Ali envisioned, instead wanted special favors. The journey to rule in the West begins with favors. Once the candidate is elected, it is payback time. Officials call it contribution, but in fact there are anticipated bribes. Bribery kills the very root of the justice system. It is thus evident in today's society that very little gets done for the welfare of an ordinary man, and the law protects the one who has stakes in the government. Anyone studying Islamic history may be asking himself if Imam Ali was successful in politics. No one can say that Imam Ali did not know politics. According to a widely narrated tradition, the Holy Prophet said, "The best judge among you is Ali." Whenever the Muslim community got into trouble after the demise of the Prophet, it was Imam Ali who was consulted to save the day through his wise rulings and counsel. West, on the other hand, has given a total different meaning to success in politics. It is enough to say here that whenever we hear the word politics or politician, our mind automatically relates them to deception, despair, lies, and all those things that are detrimental to a just society. For the last 100 centuries, Imam Ali's 4-year rule in the Islamic world has been the best administration of justice in the Muslim society. Imam Ali's orders to judges and prosecutors to consider the fairness and reasonableness as the procedure in each and every judicial conduct are the main principle in all orders, which is today the fundamental of the bills of human rights. This is Imam Ali's order, that all accused must be considered innocent until proven guilty before impartial and independent tribunal. In West, the judiciary system starts with favors where judges are elected based on their party beliefs and not the records of the just verdicts. Even though the West is a bit advocate of the same notion of innocent till proven guilty, it has given powers to the lawyers who have made the judiciary system a cruel game. Wrongdoers are not getting punishment for decades, while many innocents who are proven innocent decades later, It has given powers to the lawyers who have made the judiciary system a cruel game. Wrongdoers are not getting punishment for decades, while many innocents who are sentenced are proven innocent decades later with a scientific DNA evidence. Imam Ali was keen on seeing economic justice dominating all aspects of life. For this purpose, he laid a plan to monitor the market in respect to buying, selling, and the quality of goods offered for sale, so as to prevent shortfalls, price fluctuation, and cheating. He used to stop at each market and call out to the merchants to exercise integrity and avoid making corruption on earth. It will be sufficient to say here that West has failed in both of their economic system, whether capitalism or socialism. Under both systems, average human being is under tremendous financial duress and are unable to find an escape. The nation as a whole, led by Amir Momineen, witnessed full examples of administrating its affair and realizing its affair and caring for its welfare and realizing its strength and happiness. Owing to his ancient attempts to remove the heaviness of poverty from the people, Imam Ali kept rigidly to his program throughout his caliphate. Anyone who stays informed about today's Western capitalist economy knows that the legislative body enacts laws that help make rich get richer, while poor is becoming poorer every day. The polarity is growing in Western societies, thus giving way out to evil activities such as drinking, gambling, etc. Although officials in Imam Ali's administration were purely selected on merit, Imam Ali never allowed anyone to take the office based on relationship or favoritism. Today in West, political and economical influence determine as to who will be in the administration. Campaign contributions are given with the sole intention to earn back every penny invested with tenfold. It is very surprising to know that 1400 years after Imam Ali, his rules are still in the charter of none other than the United Nations. From the point of view of purport, there is no difference between the rules laid down by Imam Ali and the charters of the United Nations. The minor differences are due to the changes that have taken place in the terminology during the course of time and is not basic or in principle. There is no chapter in the charters of the United Nations that is not running parallel to the rules laid down by Imam Ali. To Today, when a Western country with a veto power vetoes any resolution of the United Nations, they are in fact going against the rules laid down by one of the most beloved human beings of Allah. It should not surprise anyone that the consequences of using such irrational usage of power brings nothing but destruction, desperation, frustration, and a show of inequality and injustice. The recent example of the United States not abiding by the Declaration of the United Nations is vivid enough in its aftermath. By the grace of Allah, we are fortunate to be blessed by one of the chosen ones of Imam Zamana. In his absence, the true leadership can only come from the ones chosen by him or the ones who follow the criteria set by him and are able to act upon the commands. The leadership of Imam Khomeini and Imam Khamenei are the prime examples. No wonder we refer to them as Imams, as these great leaders follow the footsteps of the government of Imam Ali. The despotic Western rule has left humankind with nothing but chaos, uncertainty, depravity, and despair. Indeed, the environment has advanced tremendously. Technology has grown beyond imagination. But the very core of humanity is missing from today's Western society. Make no mistake, Western leaders know that Islamic society is the best. The new law of hijab in school in France is an example of Western fear. They know that hijab is an open invitation to Islam, and Islam is the death of any unjust rule. May Allah give us the courage and faith to follow the footsteps of Imam Ali as the journey ends up as the destination guarantees to be heaven, and spares from the evils of Western influence as this journey ends up in the darkness of hell. Salawat.
MashaAllah. Shayan did an excellent job. Now it's open for questions. You gonna answer the questions? High five? All right. MashaAllah, give him a loud salawat. His memory was unremarkable. I just couldn't believe the words he was using and the way he was presenting it. He may be Maulana rather than the president of the Mu'min Center, you never know.